the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a program about hydroxychlorine. Is that how you say it? Hydroxychloroquine. Karate kick.
Did we just not get through four words without a swear word? I mean, come on.
Karate kicks and sex dolls, or sport as we like to call it. That's right. It has been another fascinating week in the world of sport. And tonight, me and my two friends probably won't discuss any of it because we usually forget and just start recording and it doesn't matter. Hi, I'm Joel, and allow me to introduce my two little friends. First up is a man who took the red pill. It's Mick Rad.
Tastes like strawberry.
Good one.
Tastes like strawberry. Was that not? Oh. Red tastes like strawberry. Blue tastes like blueberry. That's how it works.
It was that tweet earlier in the week.
Yeah, I know. Okay, it was where right. Lily Wachowski replied to Elon Musk.
Yes.
Who talked about taking the red pill. It was quite a funny tweet. Look it up.
Indeed, fun. Indeed. Thanks.
Anyone else get the feeling this is going to be a bad show? It's off to such a poor start.
I don't think I ever get a feeling that it's going to be a good show, so I don't have any feelings.
That's
which
a good
is good
point.
That's a good place to
that's
be.
That's right, dear listener. I have no expectations. Very good.
Also joining us is a woman who took selfies with dinosaurs in a museum last weekend. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay, totally worth it.
I just want to say that just because she's at a nan's house.
Oh, that is rude.
That is rude.
That is rude.
That's horrible. She's not at a nan's house. She's clearly in some sort of like photo studio from the 80s. You're going to sit there and take a photo with your family. The kids are going to be on your lap. It's that sort of background. I mean, people can't see it. There's no point in.
Yeah, it does look like a virtual background or a professional studio, as you had said before, Joel, but it is not.
I'm going to attempt
just me,
this.
Nan. Hey, Nan.
Nothing.
She's deaf.
Yes, I want to attempt this word that I didn't get right in the intro. And then if I do get it right this time, then I'll edit it in later so it doesn't sound so bad. Hydroxychloroquine. Got it. Thank you.
Got it. Done.
Well done.
That's all. I'll edit it in later. It's going to sound great. How are you guys?
Yeah, all right. So I went to a gig.
You did. You've gone to a gig, but this isn't a regular gig, obviously, because we're all what do they call it? COVID-19? So
in isolation still. We're quarantining. Yes. We're not in big groups of people yet. I mean, I was with a group of 50 cars watching Casey Donovan on the stage and honking my horn.
So bad. Sorry.
I was on the news. I got interviewed.
Are you? You're on the news, were you?
Got interviewed by Reuters. You know Reuters?
No.
It's like a news agency. Anyway, I went down there to review. I haven't reviewed a gig in 75 days.
Wow.
Whoa.
Today I reviewed. Well, yesterday I reviewed a gig and it was different. Yes. And it was raining. So I had the window open because I wanted to hear the music properly.
So you don't like dial
speakers.
It into the radio like you
that's
do.
That's what I thought happened.
Yeah, you do. No, you do. You put it on your car speakers as well.
What?
You tune into one,
which is obviously
6.
Onto SER, and you have to get off to SER to go onto another station. Is that right?
Yeah, I know. I was locked onto SER, so I had to unlock it and then rotate the dial to another thing. And the music came through the stereo, but I wanted to have the window down, but it was raining, and then the window was fogging up as well, and I had to keep on rubbing the windscreen.
Oh no!
So
what were you doing in there?
Nightmare.
Well, that was, you know, when your windows fogs up because it's raining outside and
I've been
it's
a kid,
getting
mate.
Hot inside.
I was a teenager once.
it was weird. And then we all honked our horns to the solo in Yula Voice.
Oh my God, Mick, don't stop doing that. It doesn't look good.
it was pretty funny. So they're going to actually do a whole series of drive-in gigs soon.
Is that like, would you go again? Like, would you actually pay money to go again?
Look, if it was an artist I like and I really wanted to see.
Poor Casey.
You know, it's a bit of a novelty. Well, this is a free tester gig. Like, this was
But like, surely, like it's if you're five cars deep, like, that's a shit show.
There was a big screen and you could watch it on Zoom. Weird.
Sounds like you just should stay home, really.
You should just patch her into this show. Mm. When it's coming through the radio and you're listening out with your head out the window, as you said, is it at the same time or is there a slight delay from the radio? That's all.
No, it was synced up. So you will listen. So it was just like would speakers. Have been a tiny minuscule of a second that you wouldn't notice.
Okay.
It was perfect.
It's pretty cool technology.
It is.
I'll give it to them.
Oh, it's like the old drive-in. The drive-ins with the auto.
That's come from cool too.
From the screen. but back then you had to clamp something onto your antenna to make the reception work.
Oh, cool.
Really? Is that how that worked?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're learning something. The younger generation are learning something on this show.
Wow, we're learning something. That's it. Big.
Hey, look, we actually have a guest coming onto this show a little bit later.
We do.
Soon, I guess. They're just going to sort of jump in. Gabby, do you want to do this intro? Because.
Yeah, I could do this intro.
I don't
intro.
Want to.
So we've got a very special quarantine queen coming on the show. She's currently in the Sheraton in Sydney. She's in complete isolation lockdown in a hotel that the government, us taxpayers, have paid for. And she's going to give us the inside scoop, what it's like to be stuck in a hotel for 14 days, if she's surviving, if she's not surviving. She made friends with a security guard. Who knows? What kind of food has she got? We don't know. What happens? And also, we're just giving her a bit of love and support, you know, giving her a bit of entertainment, taking her through what it's like to be an across the park guest when you have no connection to sport and there's no reason for you to be on the show.
I just remembered when we first did our, so this is like our seventh or eighth quarantine show now, but self-isolation show. In our first one, I think we did put out the call to anyone who wanted to join us and no one ever did. We're forcing
Sarah
someone in quarantine.
We're actually forcing her because she can't go anywhere and she can't do anything. So
she's kind of got no choice.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Well, that's something to look forward to because I'm sure up until then it's going to be quite boring.
Yes.
Shall we attempt a little bit of sport before our guest comes on?
Well, I think just a tiny bit.
Okay, we'll do it a little time.
It's coming back. It's coming back. The
sport is coming back. Sport has actually started in some places around the world. Mickey, I think you said that the other week. It's really starting to kick off.
Korean baseball is back. Yes. Korean baseball.
German soccer.
Very close. Bundesliga is very close.
Okay. Well, NRL.
Online chess hasn't gone away.
Online chess.
But is coming back again, as in the season is coming back.
What is chess season? Winter?
Our winter.
Our winter.
The other people's summer.
Okay. So NRL is a week away. Next time we have a show, we will
be... Unless there's some NRL. Controversial issue where someone doesn't do something that they're meant to do.
There might be no referees, because right now the referees and the NRL are arguing with each other because the refs want to have two refs and the NRL only want one ref and they're going to court over it. So
just ref yourselves.
Yeah. They might. Well, they have promised to, they've said that it'll be on next week, that they're reffing next week. But
the full draw came out yesterday and we've got the whole thing lined up. All the venues are ready. Some people are very unhappy with the draw.
Well, look, this is what I was going to get into. The remaining 18 fixtures have been given to us now. If you're a Tigers fan, look away now. And if you're a Sharks fan, you will be cheering because they actually got the best run. So the Sharks only have to play two games against last year's top four. And 13 of the games they play are against last year's bottom eight. Very handy. Wow. Very handy.
How does it? I don't even want to know how the draw works. Don't worry.
They use some software, apparently.
Apparently.
But some people aren't very happy that I think it was just done to get the best ratings, TV ratings.
Yeah.
But also, Parramatta's
got money.
Parramatta has a pretty good run, and I'm pretty confident that we're going to go well this year. So
won't matter.
Why not? There's
always going to be an asterisk next to whoever wins.
No,
the
shut up.
Yeah,
shut up.
I think that's so true.
There will not
asterisk.
Shut up.
I'm with Joel there.
It's still a full season. It's still 20 games.
2020 means nothing to anyone. 2020 is going to be like the dog shit on your shoe that you've just thrown out because you're like, I can't even fix it.
Maybe we should all not age for a year. No one turns a year older this year. It just doesn't happen.
I already told my mom that's happening. Yep.
And I'm just going to keep this Zoom filter on for like everything because I just think it makes me look actually so much younger.
You've got a filter on.
Joel, do you not know how to do the filter?
No.
Oh, Zoom filter looking like recommendation. A dick.
God, why didn't anyone tell me?
We can't fix that.
Dick filter. That's your porn name, Mick. There you go.
Yeah, do you have a big birthday this year, Joel? Is that why you want to say something?
I don't know, but I saw my parents the other day. My mum said, your birthday's coming up, Joel. You know, what do you want for your birthday? I said, well, no, not having one this year. So let's
you don't want another mini cricket bat?
We won't. I mean, I wouldn't mind one.
Yeah.
You going to get me one? all right. Look, I want to move into soccer quickly. Last week, we were discussing how to give stadiums more of an atmosphere when sport is being played in front of an empty stadium.
Yeah.
Top flight South Korean K-League soccer team FC Seoul have come up with an idea that I'm absolutely shocked we didn't come up with. They use sex dolls in the stands.
They'll be like this the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, they got masks on.
That's my mouth wide open for you listeners.
FC Seoul have apologized to their fans saying they were premium mannequins rather than sex dolls. But they did admit that it came from a supplier that does produce sex toys.
Oh my God. So how many did they produce?
Look, it's not, I do have the numbers here. There were 30 all up. So it's not many in a whole stadium, but they were obviously on
they
the.
They did that for the team because the team are feeling lonely so they could give them to the team afterwards. I think I read afterwards.
That the team went and took like selfies with them beforehand.
And took them home for sure.
And they took one home each. So there was 30.
The club has been fined $81,000.
Really? I didn't hear that bit. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Some of them, they said some of them kept their advertising on and it was like XXX stuff. But, you know, come on.
I think the ones with the really porny mouths, they put like masks on so it didn't look like they were like ready to go.
Oh my God. That's just like, what a waste of like money and time and effort. Like,
oh, that's so great. In NBL news, so the NBL for those playing at home is like Australia's version of the NBA.
Did you say for those of you playing at home?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, it works.
It's a sad week, Joel.
It is a sad week. The last remaining foundation club, the Illawarra Hawks, have gone into liquidation after it was revealed.
Who hasn't gone into liquidation?
$2 million is owed in debts and about $750,000 owed to staff and players have been stood down since April.
Oh, that's awful.
The Hawks have had problems for years and they've always had, I mean, over the last 4 or 5 years, I think, different owners. It's just been passed on to different people and they'll get it and be like, nah, don't want it. Someone else can do it and so on. And now that COVID-19's happened, they're screwed. They're hoping that you guys know LaMelo Ball. He's a basketballer, an Australian, but who plays over in America. Is an Australian? No, I think he got his start here in Australia.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
He's definitely not Australian. He's been here for a long time. He was here for a long time, but yeah.
He played for the Hawks and there was talk of him buying it earlier this year.
Oh.
Or late last year, but that was all a big misunderstanding. But they're really hoping that he will jump in and take them. But I don't know. Probs not. Yeah, we just lost the NBL team.
Yeah, and the NBL's been getting really, like, getting some momentum. It's been going really well. The Kings and the Melbourne had a big series which just got cut short when all COVID things started. But
and it was first, I think.
But you know what this means, everybody? Time to bring back the Canberra Cannons.
Yeah.
I thought they were the Canberra Capitals.
No, that's the female team.
Oh, Bloody hell, I can't keep
the Canberra capital letters, remember?
That's capital letters. Yeah. they've got to change their name to the capital letters.
We should do a petition.
I'm going to start to bring back the Cannons petition, yes, to get them back. Excellent. I'll play.
That's just too funny.
So that's all I had.
Oh, good. Right. Maybe we should do our live cross then. Our live cross to the quarantine queen and see if she's surviving and okay.
That would be fantastic.
Let's do it.
Our live cross is to Sarah Schwartz, who knows nothing about sports. Let's see if we can admin her in. She's joining.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's
I see your name. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
I'm Gabby.
How are you?
I'm good.
Have you got your special headphones on there?
I have some, special Sony headphones that my dad gave me.
Sponsored.
Thank you very much. We'll get some headphones now. That's appreciated.
So, Sarah, you've flown in from America. Obviously, you're in quarantine in a hotel in Sydney.
Yes.
So what happened when you land, you get off and they usher you. I've been told that you get into a limo because that's the best social distancing vehicle. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Are those rumors true?
Yeah. So basically they take you straight from the airport to this massive ballroom and they give everyone a big banquet. It's like maybe a 10-course meal. There's lots of seafood. Super, super nice. And then we all get in limos and we just have a bit of a party because, we've got to let our hair down before we start quarantine. And then we come to the Sheraton. So it's just like super, super luxe experience.
Just recover from the bender.
Yeah. Exactly. Now I've got a 2-week recovery.
So you get on a bus. Is that what happens? You get on a bus. You can't see anyone.
You
can't
actually
talk to anyone.
What happens.
Yeah. I want to know. Like, I'm just like, I don't like, you've been away for over 9 months, right? So you're coming back home. So you can't see any friends or family and you just get ushered on a bus, right?
Yeah. Actually, there's a whole lot that happens before you get ushered on a bus. You get taken through like a series of different checkpoints and people take your temperature. They tell you to sit on a random chair in a room and then they take you onto a bus. They separate families from single people and couples from single people. Rubs it in.
Are there obstacles as well? I get to climb a wall, get to run through this tunnel.
Exactly. So there's a series of tests. And if you don't pass them, you have to stay in the Holiday Inn. But
you get the dodgy urban down in Newtown. Go do it.
Exactly.
So do they kind of just like kick you in the door and then lock it? Like, are you locked in there?
I'm not locked, but there is a friendly security guard outside. Actually, yeah, there's a security guard right outside my door.
Really?
His name is Sam. He's not a chatter.
You're friends with him.
He's not a chatter.
I was going to say, please, can we go talk to him?
Is Sam there right now?
I don't know. It may not be Sam. It could be someone else.
So there's someone there 24/7. There's always going to be someone there.
I haven't checked. I did. There was one time when I opened my door when I didn't necessarily need to open my door. But most of the time you only open it for the dinner and toilet paper
massage.
Deliveries.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Massage. To let the masseuse in.
So you're getting, obviously, your 3 meals a day. Do you get any like snacks? Like, how does it work? Like, what is the deal?
They knock on your door, they give you a little baggie of food, a lot of it, there's a lot of, it's really good. I have to say the food is really good, although there is an abundance of bread rolls, like those little aeroplane bread rolls. They give you one with every meal. So I've got like a huge, actually I'll show you.
You're hoarding bread rolls.
I've got a huge bag right now. Just filled.
Oh my God.
They're like, just filled with bread rolls. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. But just yeah, maybe,
we gotta
like,
be careful because people don't like hoarders. That this is a big issue. So I don't know if you know.
No. Let them get really hard, and then just go out the window and start pegging them a peg.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I figured that like everyone's missing travel so much right now, and missing like aeroplane experiences. That if I just started giving out bread rolls, it'd be like people were on the aeroplane.
Very smart.
Oh my god, that's so true. You just set, you get everyone to come over and you just reenact them.
Yeah. No, actually nothing can go out of the Sheraton at the moment. They're not letting me, you can't return your bread rolls. Nothing goes out.
Oh, so you can't, wow. Good.
How far through your quarantine are you?
I'm 1 week through. I'm halfway.
Halfway. Are you getting a bit stir crazy? Like, I mean, how do you get like sunlight, exercise, all that sort of stuff? What are you trying to do to compensate for that?
There's not a lot of, there's like, I get sunlight for half an hour a day in this corner of my room.
Oh, that's so enough. And there's plenty.
It's plenty. So I just stare at the sun for half an hour a day, which is a big activity. It's a big part of my day.
Sure.
I've been getting really into Sudoku. ready for retirement.
You mentioned staring at the sun. You've just come back from America. Gabby said that before. What's it like over there? How are they handling it?
Not well.
I think we know.
look, it hasn't gone very well for them. I was in Massachusetts, so quite lucky. It's, you know, the governor there has been pretty good. I guess, you know, we've just been in lockdown, but, you know, the stories that you hear are pretty awful about what's coming out of the US right now.
Yeah, I feel like they're like easing restrictions, but they haven't even like peaked yet. Like they're still going up.
And
is that why you got it out of there? Were you just like, this is a bad place to be?
Yeah, they're easing restrictions. Yeah. And they don't even really know the scale of the problem. It's not very easy to get a test.
Was it easy to get home? Like, was that really hard? Were you the only person on the flight? Like, what's the deal there?
She flew the plane, Gabby.
I was in the cockpit, just breathing all over the pilot. I didn't do that. I was wearing a face mask the whole time.
It's okay.
No, there is one commercial flight coming into Sydney at the moment from the US. So I was on that flight.
Did you feel anxious when you're on the flight? Were you just like, I just feel like planes are like exactly where I think COVID would be. Like, I'm just like, no, that's like the last place I want to be. Were you separated? Like, how did they?
I had a row to myself. I mean, there were only about maybe 30 or 40 people on the flight.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Empty. That's a complete guess. I can't count people. There could have been.
Can't count. That's my dream, is to come on a long haul flight and have like those three rows.
Yeah, I feel like you're actually living the dream, Sarah. Yeah. You've got like pretty much your private plane to Australia, and then you're given a 5-star hotel with a king bed, you said to me. You've got
with
a king bed.
There
as well.
Personal bodyguard.
Personal bodyguard.
Like, rolls for days.
Red rolls. Red rolls.
So many bread rolls.
This is crazy. So what are you doing this weekend? Are you getting lit? Like, sounds so good. Like, are you going to like have a few drinks and just party? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I've got a pretty strict regimen of, Sudoku, some bath time, getting a massage, getting my nails done. All this.
It's just you going like, giving yourself a massage. And so you can get things delivered, right?
I can get things delivered.
And the police go through it all, which I just think is even more hilarious. Up taxpayers' money going to police, going through your random belongings.
Yeah. Although, you know, there's been crazier things and, you know, what else are the police going to do at the moment? So,
true.
Gabby,
have you? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, you were going to ask a question.
No. Go.
Do you want to do a game?
Oh, let's do a game.
You've got
a game. Okay, Sarah. This is how it works.
It's going to be a sports game.
Look, it's never really about sports. So, and it's more about the most creative answers. So I'm going to give points for the most creative answers. And if you get it right, that's fine. All right, let's go, Joel.
Okay, here we go.
It's time for quarantine day. It's nothing to do with quarantine. Oh, thanks, Nan. Nan's here. She's giving me the woo-woo. All right. Question number one. I need two answers to this. What famous sports person sold what for $560,000?
Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Air Jordans.
Okay.
His own shoes.
All right, Joel. You got it. Right? Well done.
Well done, Joel.
You never get them right. Okay. Question number two. What are the AFL banning their players for this season, this 2020 season? So they've given them a ban that they cannot do this certain thing for this 2020 season.
I know this.
Joel, don't speak. Sarah, what was that?
Eat pangolins.
They're not allowed to, or they are allowed to?
Not allowed to.
No, no pangolins. Ban.
This time, no.
Although, actually, apparently, they're fine. They weren't.
Yeah, no. I think they're fine.
They're not allowed. No, this is what it is, Gab. They're not allowed to kick the ball too far into the stands because someone's going to go and get them because there's no one to throw them back anymore.
No fans. Oh,
so they can't kick the ball too far. Otherwise, they're like scrambling up the stairs going, bloody hell, what'd you do that for? So you just got to like putt it through.
I thought it was no stabbing. I was way off, Gab.
Oh, no stabbing's also a good one. Yeah, there wasn't a recent AFL player that's been stabbed. No, Joel, do you have the answer? Do you know the answer?
Oh, Mix One wasn't right. Is nope, it they Mix can't One's go on... dating apps.
They're not allowed to have any casual sex, so no random hookups. And they've been given a 40-page document outlining the do's and don'ts of this 2020 season. So there's like some strict, guidelines around not, going out and hooking up regularly. They're allowed to have casual sex, but they can't do it frequently. There's just too many blurry lines there. That's okay. Just not. And they're actually getting tested twice a week and every time before a game, which is pretty crazy. So they're getting tested. Actually, you're getting tested, right, Sarah, in day 10? Are you at day 10 yet?
I'm not. On Saturday, I get tested.
So you might be in there for a while. If you test positive.
If I test positive, yeah, maybe I'll get to stay.
You're like, more
keep the party
balls.
Going. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, question number three. All right. In what sport are you no longer allowed to spit on what? So in what sport are you no longer allowed to spit?
Like baseball cricket?
Oh. Yeah, cricket.
It'd be baseball or cricket. Probably either one of those or both of those.
No allowed to spit on your balls anymore, Gab.
No, you're not allowed to spit on your balls anymore. It's a legal requirement.
And those lawn bowlers, you know, those old people that spit on the balls and make them spin better on the grass.
But I don't understand. Like they've banned spitting on the ball, but they still allow the crutch rubbing, which is just as gross. Like you can't. But they're saying that you can. So the cricketers put the spit on the ball, right, for spinning to help spin the ball. So you're allowed to use your sweat because they don't think that you can't transfer any sort of viral genes from the sweat. But I'm kind of thinking, like, if you're just spitting on your fingers and then rubbing it on the ball, who's going to be then licking or putting the ball in their mouth or like
that's because everyone always puts their hands in their mouths without realizing, right? Like, you know, you lick your hand and then you lick the ball. It's still
like
doing,
but like they're already
playing
a
sport.
Pretty
gross,
like,
now you think about it.
It is really gross. It's so gross. But like you're already playing a sport that like everyone's like sweating and coughing and hanging out, like it's seems like one extra thing that's probably not.
What
really
about necessary. What about 10 pin bowling? You know, because everyone's putting their fingers inside the manky holes.
The holes.
So well, no longer spitting on balls, no longer fingers in holes.
Yeah.
So that's the AFL rule. Isn't that the AFL rule?
No casual sex. You would think that would definitely be in the 40-page AFL spread. No fingers in holes, no spitting on balls. Maybe they might teach them a little thing about consent in that 40-page document. Who knows? Who knows? Sarah, how was your dinner? Your vegan feast.
It was great. It was great.
Have you ordered in yet? Ordered any Uber Eats yet or Deliveroo or something?
No, but I got accidentally Uber Eats delivered to my room because how crazy is this? The person next door has the same name as me.
No. Why didn't you tell us that? Yeah.
What, exactly the same name?
No, I mean, her name is Sarah S.
Oh, Sarah. Yeah.
And her last name also starts with an S. And I got these, like, spicy noodles delivered. And I was like, sweet, I have amazing friends. They knew that I wanted spicy noodles at 1 p.m. Like, opened it, I was about to eat it. And then I was like, why? I don't have any friends. They're going to deliver me spicy noodles.
Wait, so did you eat it?
No, I called the number and they...
But then they can't give it to Sarah because you opened it.
Yeah, you would think. I didn't open it fully and I like took out the stuff that I opened and I told him I touched it and told him to wipe it down, but I don't know if they did.
Oh my God, just imagine if you gave COVID to Sarah
really
S.
I hope I did. I told them.
Spicy noodles. Oh no. Yeah. Oh no, that's so annoying when you're like, these look so delicious, I'm gonna eat you.
They looked a bit too spicy. It was like just red. It was just looking at red. So I think it would have been a bit of like an experience that I don't know if I wanted.
It's so weird just eating someone else's food that you didn't order and you had no idea about like what's in it or what it is.
Yeah.
Did you get any dessert with your meal?
Yeah, I got like this little cracker, like seedy crackery thing was...
For dessert?
Yeah, well, I've got the vegan menu, so...
Can you like call room service?
I can. You know what? I thought that I wouldn't... I thought that it was going to be like a total basic experience, but you can get all sorts of stuff. Like I got a microwave. They gave me a microwave. I just called them and I was like,
give me a microwave.
Can my give me a microwave, please. And a masseuse. No, they just bought me a microwave and they bought me like another towel and heaps of toilet paper and tissues.
Oh my God. It sounds amazing. Is there a mini bar?
No, there's no.
How do you drink? Can you get
you can grog delivered
through her mouth?
You can get ginger rings or something.
Someone pours it into your mouth.
Can you drink though? Like, can you get alcohol delivered?
Yeah, we can. There's a limit though, apparently. I have no idea why. There's like no reason for
that's a bit weird.
But yeah, you can get, they said like the limit is a 6-pack of beer. They can't deliver anything more than a 6-pack of beer.
Is that it?
God. I mean, what?
I'd be getting a 6-pack
can
a day.
You get a bottle of wine?
Yeah. I've got some wine.
Because I was telling Sarah that a guy recently tried to deliver his mates. He sent a fruit box, and in the fruit box was an envelope full of pingers. And there's footage. I have to find it and send it to you. But there's footage of the police officer. They have to look through everything, right? And then there's footage of this police officer just like having a quick look, and then he just like picks up the envelope and just looks at it, and there's just like a bag of pingers, and then he's just like, well, that was fucking stupid. At least like stuff it in the fruit or something. Yeah. Then I was just like, as if you want to just be completely high on your own in a hotel room.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Have you had the urge to do that?
I mean, I feel like it'd be a pretty sad experience here. Also, they are like very much looking through everything. I had friends that delivered stuff and they told the police officers that there were lewd and rude items in the delivery, which is, I don't know why they said that. And it took like 2 hours to get up to my room. So,
they confiscated them.
Like, can the police be like, no, you can't have this porn and you can't have this bottle of whiskey? Is that like, can they, it's not like it's illegal.
No, maybe the whiskey. If you have probably not, right?
Porn and whiskey are both legal.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
For now.
But like, can they say no? Like, are you not allowed, like...
Probably they can. I mean, they can really... I don't even know what...
Like, what are they looking for through? Like, I don't get it.
I think they're looking for drugs.
That's all my questions.
Yeah, that's great.
No,
well
I do
done.
Have one more, but I think we've finished, right?
We absolutely have finished, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show.
Good to meet you, Sarah. Thanks for joining
us.
Thanks,
Sarah. You nice to meet you.
Enjoy your bread
Can't
rolls.
Wait to hear if you get out of here positive or negative. Hopefully negative. And soon.
Negative.
Well, positive if you want to stay a bit longer.
Yeah, a few months.
Good luck with your Sudoku.
Thanks.
And we will speak soon.
Bye.
Do we say goodbye now?
Bye. It's so awkward.
Bye. Are we signing off on the show? Are we signing
I think we are. Yeah, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, we signed off the show already. It was like a minute ago.
Bye.
Okay, bye.